Intervju Radija Študent.
O univerzalnem temeljnem dohodku smo nazadnje govorili, ko je bil predlog upeljave le tega zavrnjen na referendumu v Švici. Poskus številka 2 pa prihaja z Finske. Tam je v javno razpravo stopil predlog zakona, ki upeljuje pilotni projekt univerzalnega temeljnega dohodka. V okviru projekta bi od 2 do 3 tisoč naključno izbranih prejemnikov socialne pomoči namesto le te 2 leti prejemalo mesečnih 560 evrov brez dodatnih birokratskih zapletov in tudi v primeru, da dobijo drugo zaposlitev. Pogovarjamo se z Mikom Analo z nordijskega think tanka Demos Helsinki, ki je pilotni projekt pripravil.
If we started like to know some basic information about your project, the pilot project of universal basic income in Finland.
Yeah, well, basic income project in Finland. Well, it has roots, like long roots. It has been discussed in Finland, let's say for about 10 years that maybe we should have a basic income. Actually, it's a very old idea. It's not 10 years old, it's hundreds of years old. Some people have suggested it a long time ago, but it is quite big of a transformation if we go there. So that's why we have thought that maybe we should experiment on this. And basically there have been basic income experiments around the world earlier on, but they haven't been very expensive, meaning that you can't really say much on the basis of those experiments. So that's why the Finnish government put this thing in the government program in the spring 2015, that we will conduct a basic income experiment. And on the basis of that, maybe we can tell if it's feasible to actually adapt this kind of basic income into our system. So actually, what is going to happen now, or what is happening, what has been happening is that the consortium that is leading this project has been doing a baseline research, and they have come up with a plan and how this thing can be done and should be done. And now, next, in the beginning of the year 2017, this basic income experiment is about to start. This is still under discussion, but they have pretty much done the bill that should go through for our decision makers. So if everything goes as planned, it will start in 2017 in the beginning, and it will last about approximately 2019.
How many people will be involved? How will be they selected?
Well, it will be tested on a sample group of unemployment benefit recipients. So people who are on unemployment are receiving the unemployment benefit at the moment. It will be a group of 2,000 to 3,000 people. It will be a randomized sample. So it means that anybody in Finland who is unemployed at the moment and getting the benefit can be chosen to the experiment, and then you have to take part to that. You will get this 560 euros a month on your account, whether you want or whether you don't want it. So yeah, that's the big picture, I guess. And it will replace the unemployment benefit, which is roughly the same amount than this basic income benefit. But you don't have to apply the basic income benefit. And also the whole idea of the basic income is that if you get a job, if you, for example, get a couple hundred euros a month from doing some small kind of job, then it doesn't cut the basic income, which is very different from unemployment benefit, which will get roughly, let's say, half of the money when you work, you lose because the benefit works. So this is supposed to encourage people to work more.
So how was the political part of it? How did it get through? Or to this point, at least.
I think the big picture is that most parties are interested in this basic income. Like most parties see positive things there. For example, it has been seen to make the bureaucracy work better. I mean, like more efficiently. some people see that it will encourage, like some parties see that it will encourage people to work, take more like small jobs. Maybe the leftist parties, they think that this is a way to cover the, or make the social benefits broader and more like righteous and so forth. So there is a wide interest towards basic income. But I think one of the key points is also that different parties have slightly different theories about how it should be done, how it would affect people. Like maybe parties from the right are more prone to think that it can make people lazy. It can make people not to want to go to work and so forth. Maybe some other parties think that no, it's actually just better to give them some kind of money so they don't have to worry about the basic issues, daily life worries, and they will actually work more after that. So this is why, because of these differences in thinking, it has become very popular to think that we need to experiment on this because the change is so big and we don't have a model from any other country from the modern world that you can actually see how it would work. So the key point is that pretty much all of the parties are supporting the experiment. They want to experiment on this. And so we want to move beyond these questions that we have been pondering on for years and see what happens if we actually give the basic income and then continue with the political discussion.
When will the bill be voted in parliament?
I think next month, if I don't remember incorrectly. Now it was open for public discussion 1 week ago, so it will still take some time, but if the experiment starts in 2017, it will be discussed in the parliament very soon.
Okay, what about the social groups and probably this program of universal basic income have also some support in social groups? Can you speak more about them?
Yeah, well, I think that there are many different opinions, of course, because we don't actually know how people would function after the basic income. So I think, well, this is just my own guess, pretty much, or what I have heard that maybe the more low-income people trust that this system would be better than the old one, because right now the bureaucracy in the Finnish welfare system can be heavy. And also, we have recognized some kind of social benefit, like disintensive, in our systems. That, for example, we already have quite extensive social welfare system, but sometimes it works so that you have, for example, three different benefits, and they don't actually work together so well. That if you, for example, already get a large amount of money, relatively large amount of money from the system, then if you start working, if you get a good employment possibility, then you lose a big deal of that benefit. And then again, you don't want to receive the job because you risk something that you get for certain. So if you get me, if you get my point, it's that many people are very much frustrated with the system that has these kind of disincentives, and we are not being able to fix them. So that's like one approach to this, to make the bureaucracy work better and incrementally improve the social welfare system. But then another interesting perspective to this is that actually we have recognized that the whole paradigm of work is changing quite fast at the moment. Like during the last maybe 2 years, we have got not only Finnish people, but like European people or around the world, we have faced these new modes of working. And this is what I mean by circular economy and sharing economy. For example, you can work by driving a cab or your car as a cab yourself, or you can rent your apartment out as a hotel room, or then you can deliver food to your peers. And this all works through a digital platform, which wasn't that solid and which wasn't that flexible a couple of years ago. So basically, this means that and that maybe the working life structures are changing quite a lot, and the permanent jobs are getting less and less. This is also shown in the statistics that we don't have so steady working life anymore. So people can see that, okay, if you have this basic income, maybe you are more ready to the life which maybe we are facing because of the work is changing at the moment, and then we are more able to do multiple different small jobs kind of at the same time instead of one steady position in a company. So I think these are the issues discussed around the basic income by different groups.
So if you would have to point this program on somewhere on the political spectrum, would it be more to the left or more to the right?
Well, this is a very difficult question to answer because there are very, very, very different kind of expectations from different parties. Like, for example, I would say that leftists like it because theoretically it eliminates abject poverty. Maybe some technological utopians can see it as a solution to the displacement of humans by machines, you know, the working life again. And then there are maybe rightist parties that see an opportunity to shrink the government. The big social services could be eliminated and legislation can be simplified and so forth. So it's not really a project by any party. Maybe 10 years ago, it could have been more leftist project. But now, actually, the government, it has a center party, the right party, and also this basic Finns are the biggest parties there. And they are all willing to experiment on this basic income. So it's really that we see something positive, a positive opportunity there. We don't know what is going to happen and what are the results yet. So it's really interesting of the situation.
I would just like to know a bit more about your think tank, the Demos Helsinki, and how is it connected to this program?
Yeah, we are a think tank, non-profit, and we are not tied into any political party or to the government. So we are independent think tank, and we are tied to this experimenting in a way that we are the closest partner of the Prime Minister's office in a team called Experimental Governance. And basically this thing means that we have been building a model which enables the government to experiment on their policies. So it's not only the basic income experiment that is going on in Finland, but it's I would call it a paradigm shift in governance, and that we are now trying the model where we are actually approaching some of our goals by not just implementing new policies from up down, but actually asking people how this should be done, has this been done somewhere earlier, and then building live experiments and then stronger experiments such as basic income, and then try it out in our society before scaling it up. And if the results are not good enough, then we don't scale it up, such as in this basic income experiment. So we have been building, our think tank has been building this model together with Aalto University, which is a top-end university in Finland, and handing it over to Prime Minister's office. So, and currently we are also working with them on a couple of different projects related to experimental governance. So we really want to see this kind of shift towards more agile, effective, efficient policy making that can also take people, the citizens, into the co-creation of policy process. So I think this is the closest link to the basic income. We have also been doing some small parts of the study, pre-study related to the basic income. I think half a year ago we organized this hackathon where we came up with different kind of assumptions, and for example basic income games that the citizens could play and then kind of give their opinions on how basic income should be actually planned, because there are different ways you can do basic income. So we have wanted to help the government to take the citizen inside this policy making process, to put it very, very simple.
Off interview je pripravil Noveli. Intervju Radija Študent.